8:38, we do have a couple of interviews coming up here in just a few moments on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Right now, we'll go to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the air with Mugs in the Morning. Is this Mr. Fudge?
It is.
Hey, David, how are you, sir?
Good. Sorry for the delay. It's my phone's been ringing off the hook all morning, so.
Good news or bad news, ringing off the hook?
I think that's a fair question in this day and age.
That's what I was going to say. Well, David, nonetheless, we appreciate you taking some time for us here on the air for Mugs in the Morning. Of course, Mr. Fudge, the Executive Director of Nebraska Land Days. And, David, it's been a hectic couple of months for you, as we know. This COVID-19 virus has not made your job easy by any means.
Well, I think that's true of a lot of people, so we're not unique in that. But it's certainly affected the live entertainment and festival business in a different way than in a lot of other cases, and that's made planning at the very least difficult, and at times almost impossible. So it's been a couple months filled with a lot of setbacks, and so yesterday felt pretty good. So
yeah, some positive news coming out of the office yesterday. Obviously, having the rescheduled days for the Buffalo Bill Rodeo, and I was excited. Rodeo has a lot of the staples that we know from it for this legendary rodeo, including the legendary Butler and Son Stock, the Hall of Fame announcer Randy Corley. So it appears that this will be normal rodeo just about a month or two later.
Yeah, and that was really important to us. If we were going to produce the Buffalo Bill Rodeo, it needed to feel like the Buffalo Bill Rodeo.
Sure.
And it's a PRCA event. It's something very, very long time. In fact, the last time we can find that it missed a year was right around World War II. So it's got a long history of going through a lot of things, but at the same time, we wanted it to look and feel as normal as it could, even if it was, like as you mentioned, 2 months later in the calendar.
And it's important, too, to have some of these events for people to enjoy. Obviously, at the arena, you can still maintain social distancing if that's what's going to be recommended, and still enjoy a Hall of Fame rodeo.
Yeah, and we started to look at ways to how many people could we get in, how would we have to seat them, that sort of thing. But in general, that's why we're not going on sale right now. The recommendation obviously looks different now than it did a month ago. And the end of June, it'll probably look different than it does now. And at the end of July, maybe it looks different than it does at the end of June. So we're going to hold off and make sure that we understand what the rules are. And let's just be honest. I mean, there's still a chance the thing doesn't go. Mm-hmm. But we felt like we owed it, A, to ourselves for our own sanity, but B, to the community, if we could figure out a way to do it and do it in a safe manner, that there would be people who would want to take participate in it, come out and watch it, and so we're going to give it a shot.
Absolutely. Obviously, I'd imagine if you can, this is going to happen. I mean, obviously, there's some things that are out of your hands. There's some things that are out of everybody's hands with this virus. But if at all possible, I'm sure this rodeo is going to proceed as it's planned right now.
This is basically us saying we're going to give it our best try. If there are outside forces that say this still isn't going to happen, then we'll comply with that. But we're Western Nebraska folk. We're going to work at it. If it's possible, we're going to do it. And we're looking forward to seeing at least some of our friends and fans again, even if it is a couple months after the fact. So.
Now, along with this announcement, Mr. Fudge, also have the announcement of the parade being rescheduled as well. So what's the latest with that?
Yeah, so we'll parade Saturday will be August 8th. Again, there's a lot of ifs involved in that. It may be different than it normally is. May look a little different, may feel a little different, but we're going to try and get it in on the 8th. And then I've been already talking to some of the folks that produce our affiliate events. Some of the food events, some of the other little things that happen kind of around a festival, we'd like to see if we can get some of that stuff in as well. And I think some of those organizations depend on us for some funding because they generate some of their income out of what goes on at Nebraska Land Days,
sure,
and then turn around and do good works with that money in our community. So we're working with those folks to see if they want to give it a go as well, and we'll see what gets produced at the end of the day. And but again, it's all about giving it another shot and seeing if there's a chance to get it in.
I want to remind folks as well, David, if they did purchase tickets for this summer's Summer Jam concert series, there's a couple of different things that they can do. Obviously, they can hang on to that ticket for the 2021 show, or they can get their money completely refunded as long as they bought it through Nebraska Land Days.
Yeah, we've run into some of that where they didn't, and they're having trouble with the place where they bought it from, and that's unfortunate, but that's why we tell people every year, look, buy them from us. Because we can take care of it if there's a problem in the end. But yeah, you got a couple options. We anticipate the artists we had this year are going to be back next year. We haven't received that official word yet, but we're working diligently on that. And so those tickets will be good for next year. If you don't want to hold on to them, you can refund them. There's been plenty of people who have done that as well. So there are a couple different ways to do that. Your rodeo tickets, if you do have rodeo tickets, they will be good. In August, we may need to reseat you based on whatever the guideline is at that particular point in time, but your ticket will be good for entry if you've already got one for the rodeo this August.
And, of course, folks can stay up to the latest with the office as well. You guys are extremely active on social media and even encouraging people, hey, let's participate in some Dress Western Fridays here throughout the coming weeks too.
Yeah, we did that last week. I think we're going to do it again this week. Just to have a little fun and to try and make things feel just a little bit normal if they can, and then we'll probably take a little break, and if we get to come back in August like we hope, we'll probably do some of that sort of thing in mid-July running up as well. So plenty of chances to stay active and engaged with us. There is a new app. The Nebraska Land Days app is available in either the Google Play Store or the Apple iTunes or the Apple Store. We're pushing notifications as we schedule stuff, and the calendar's updated there as well. So lots of different ways to stay in tune with us.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, David?
No, I would. I mean, our board of directors has worked very hard, very long on this as well. They put in a lot of extra hours on this. Our Buffalo Bill Rodeo Committee, Jack Morris, did a lot of the legwork on this, trying to make sure that we got everybody back in the pot, so to speak, if we were able to go in August. And so, it has been a team effort. Our sponsorship community has been really, really supportive, and we're thankful for those folks as well. So, it is a community function. We get the credit for putting it together, but really the community pulls it together, and that's what's happening again here. So it's been kind of even in the midst of all the challenge, it's been kind of fun to watch that group function in that way again.
Couldn't be done without the amazing volunteers you have, David, and there is plenty of them, including Mr. Morse, like you mentioned, receiving an award here in the past month as well from the Lincoln County Visitors Bureau, an extremely, extremely worthy award as well.
Yeah, the Volunteer of the Year, Jack's been at it over 20 years around here, and really, again, did a lot of the legwork on this and has worked very closely with our office to try and stay in communication with the PRCA and our contractors so that they knew what was going on and getting us another window to try and go in. And so very fortunate to have Jack on our team, and we thought the award was well-deserved.
David, we sure appreciate the time, sir. Enjoy the rest of your day. Hopefully the phone calls will quiet down a little bit for you.
They tend to go in spurts, and I apologize for being late.
No, hey, better late than never. That's what I always say. So you're running on God's time. So when you're running on God's time, you're never late.
Well, there you are. And there's plenty of those conversations as well. So, yeah.
Thank you, David. Always good to talk to you, sir.
Take care, my friend.
You too.
Bye.
Again, David Fudge, Executive Director of Nebraska Land Days, joining us. Always a pleasure to talk to Mr. Fudge. One of the men that inspired me to get into radio. I remember listening to Fudge for Breakfast. Yeah, over at Eagle Radio. That was one of my big inspiring moments to move into the radio industry and get into the morning radio industry was because of Mr. Fudge. So a good personal friend of mine and a big inspiration to me. So appreciate you giving us some time this morning on Mugs of the Morning, David. Time now to step aside for a quick update with the one and only Rush Limbaugh. Remember, you can catch Rush weekdays at 11 on KODY.